We have Kathleen joining us to kick off Mugs in the Morning, joining us on the KODY phone lines to talk about Serve Nebraska. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you?
Good morning, Tristan. I'm great. Thank you.
Good to talk to you again. Appreciate you taking some time for us to talk about Serve Nebraska.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving us the time, and thank your audience for listening in.
Absolutely. Now, Kathleen, for those that are listening and haven't heard us talk about Serve Nebraska before, can you give us the Reader's Digest on Serve Nebraska, as it is a relatively new initiative here throughout the state?
Well, Serve Nebraska is the Nebraska Volunteer Service Commission, and we coordinate community involvement by fellow Nebraskans to address the needs of our communities and support community members and volunteer efforts. Serve Nebraska also coordinates AmeriCorps programming, which celebrates volunteer achievements through annual awards, providing training and technical assistance for AmeriCorps programming, and works to ensure that those with disabilities have the opportunity to be fully involved in our programs as well.
And I believe this is an initiative and a program that was founded by our current governor, Pete Ricketts. Is that correct?
That's right. In years past, we did First Lady Awards, and when Governor Ricketts came into office, we decided to switch that up, and he actually was very instrumental in helping us design this awards program. It was important to him to make sure that we were recognizing volunteers across the state. So it's called the Step Forward Awards.
Mm-hmm.
This is our seventh annual program. And it will be awarding these awards in October 22nd of this year.
Awesome. So the Step Forward Awards quickly approaching here this coming fall.
Yes, and we're doing this face-to-face. So it will
awesome.
Be in Lincoln at the Innovation Campus.
Awesome, awesome. How can folks potentially nominate individuals for the Step Forward Awards with Serve Nebraska?
Well, we really need people to step forward and recognize individuals in their communities who have, you know, stepped forward to help us come out of this pandemic and continue to serve in their communities to make a difference. And so we are actually recognizing individuals who are in an adult volunteer category, youth, senior, a group, corporate, small and large, volunteer, which is just overall, national service, veteran volunteer, and disaster community volunteer, media volunteer, and then we wrap our program up by really celebrating our lifetime achievement volunteers.
That's
so
awesome.
If your audience has any ideas of who they would like to nominate, we would ask them to fill out a very short application on our website, which is www.serve.nebraska.gov. And like I said, it's maybe 5 minutes to fill out that nomination form. Comes into us, and the governor will select the individuals who will be awarded just recognized through a luncheon. So we are so pleased with the results we've had in the last 6 years, and hope that this year is just as amazing as it has been in the past.
Again, we're glad to have Kathy joining us here from Serve Nebraska on the KODY phone lines for Mugs in the Morning here. And Kathleen, you're talking a little bit about some of the individuals that they're looking for the Serve Nebraska Awards this year and the Step Up Initiative. You talked about wanting to spotlight some people that have been instrumental in helping us get through the pandemic. What other characteristics are some of these potential award recipients possessing that you would pass along to our listeners?
If an individual has been working in a community, helping lift up the community, lift up their community members, we're looking for a youth who have done the same thing from their high schools,
mm-hmm.
Our seniors that help keep our history alive in our communities, just, you know, anybody who comes to mind when you're thinking about volunteering. And there are so many across the state of Nebraska that we're so pleased with being able to honor.
Absolutely. Kathleen, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just encourage folks to go out to our webpage and nominate, then be watching for registration. When that comes due, our nominations end July 1st. And so please get those in soon, sooner than later, and then be watching for registration to attend the luncheon.
Awesome. Kathleen, good to talk to you again this year. Appreciate you taking some time for us.
Thank you so much, Tristan.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now.